We covered a little bit matzah, a little bit maror. The Mishnah says on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph that the maror has to be raw. You're not yotze kovish, shaluk, or mevushal. The question, what's kovish means pickled, if you soaked it in water. Kovish for 24 hours. Or the poskim say if you salted it in salt water, for a much shorter period of time than 24 hours, some achrenim say 18 minutes, some achrenim say that the Tiferet Zohar Mishnayis writes 18 minutes. And the later achrenim say that they think that that's an absolute mistake, has nothing to do with 18 minutes. 18 minute matzah has nothing to do with 18 minutes morah. And they say it's either 6 minutes or 8 minutes. If it's kovish, b'mei melach, it's much less. A lot of people want to soak their romaine lettuce in order to get off the bugs. And if the bugs are still alive and they're annoyed by the salt water, so then they're going to jump. Sometimes they'll jump away from the romaine lettuce. Sometimes they'll dig their feet deeper into the romaine lettuce. So you can't tell whether you're doing yourself a favor or a disservice. But a lot of people like to soak the romaine lettuce in salt water. So the Kaf HaChaim recommends you shouldn't do that. If you're going to soak it in water for a while and you'll get involved, and you'll forget, and you'll daven mincha, and then you talk on the telephone, and you'll remind yourself 4 hours later, you're still not in there 24 hours. But if you're going to soak it in salt water, and the shiur kovish kemevushal is 6 minutes, 8 minutes, then if you're going to get involved in a telephone conversation, you're going to daven mincha, learn a shvera tesis, you may forget that your 8 minutes will go by. So he recommends that it's not a smart thing to soak the romaine lettuce in salt water, because the shiur kovish kemevushal is so short a period of time. So shaluk mevushal means you're not yotze with cooked. Some people use horseradish that they buy, kosher lepesach horseradish that they buy in the store. All that horseradish is kovish. That's all kovish in kosher lepesach dik vinegar. So kovish is pasul. You're not yotze with that. So it has to be raw. If it's mevushal, it's no good. If it's kovish, no good. What exactly is shaluk? What does what sholuk mean? So Taisvis on Lama Tesla on the base writes, and this appears in other Taisvis in as well. They tell you on the side where the other Taisvis in are. Mainly it's a sugi and chulin, it's nogeh halacha lemaisa. Rashi and Taisvis always assume that sholuk means I cooked it so long that it's falling apart. Mavushal means I cooked the meat and it's edible. And sholuk means I cooked it longer and longer and longer in liquid and the pieces are falling apart. More mavushal. The Vilna Gaon claims, based on a passage in the Talmud Yerushalmi, that is the reverse. He claims that sholuk is less cooked than mevushal, and he has an afkamina halacha lemaisa in Hilchas Dam in Yerideh. So here it's not really relevant. So kovish and mevushal is no good. The Gemara says in Brachas on Daf Lamed Ches and Beis, there's a machlekes there. What bracha do you say on cooked fruits or vegetables? If you have a potato that's not normal to eat, raw potatoes, behemoths eat raw potatoes. Human beings don't eat raw potatoes. So if you eat a raw potato, you say shahakol. And if you cook the potato, you make it normal, then you say bar pri hadam. What if you have a vegetable that's normal to eat raw? Or you have a fruit that's normal, have an orange. It's normal to eat the orange raw. Then I go ahead and I cook it. So the Gemara has a machlokes. What bracha do you say on shlokas? Shlokas means cooked fruits or vegetables. Maybe cooking gives it a panim chadoshes ba'olakan, and is considered as if it were a synthetic meichel, and the bracha now becomes shahakal niya b'dvarah. So the Gemara says, well, don't you see that in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, you're not yotze with shaluk and mevushal. You see that cooking it makes it a panim chadoshes, and it's considered a synthetic food. It's no longer considered the vegetable that it was originally. So Gemara says you can't necessarily prove in the Mishnah. Maybe the reason why the Mishnah says it's pasul is because be'inam tamor v'leka. You need that it should taste like it's supposed to taste. Each vegetable is supposed to taste differently. When you cook it, you diminish, you take away from the flavor. But you see from the Gemara there that if you take a vegetable that's identified as morer, and you do something to it that makes it a panim chadoshes, and it's considered a synthetic food, so just like the bracha would change to become shahakal, so too it wouldn't be good for mara. It's considered a synthetic food. You wouldn't be yotze. So that's why some of the gedolei achrayim tainid that you have to eat the horseradish in one chunk. If you're going to grind it up, So many assume that if you have if you take a vegetable and you grind it up till it no longer has its tzuras hapri, take a fruit or a vegetable, and it's completely merusuk. You chopped it up completely and no longer retains tzuras hapri. So the Ramah paskins of the brocha shahakol. So since the Ramah paskins the brocha shahakol because the tzuras hapri is not nikeris, so some achrayim tainan, then you wouldn't be yotze yidei chayv asmar. Because the Gemara originally thought in Brochus Lamed Chesam and Beis, that's the reason why Mevushal is no good. The Gemara said, no, there's a separate reason, Bina Tamara Veleka. And you see from the Gemara that whatever causes it to be labeled as a Panam Chadoshis, it's a synthetic food when you get to the Brocha, you should say Shahakal, then it would be considered synthetic food. You wouldn't be Yotzei Deicha Vismar. Adar Chayim said, Pung Faket, what are you crazy? You're going to eat horseradish the way it is. That's Shaloka Derech Achilosai. The only way anybody ever eats it is by grinding it up. Which Meshuggah eats horseradish as a chunk? So that was an ongoing debate. The Gdolei Achrayim, some insisted you're only yotze if you eat it ground up, because to eat it in one chunk is shalok derech achilosa, that's not normal. And if you eat it like that, you would say shahakal, because it's not normal. And Tosis quoted Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim, that when we say Bar Pri Adam on the carpus, we have a mind to cover the mora. So the mora is supposed to be Bar Pri Adam. If you eat raw horseradish when it's intact, the bracha should be shahakal. And others insisted, no, that you have to dafke eat it when it's in one chunk. So that was an ongoing debate. We discussed the other day that there's tainan that you're not yosef bechlal with horseradish. That it's not at all one of the five minim in the Mishnah. And the Gemara explains on Lamed Tesem and Aleph that all of the minim in the Mishnah are leafy vegetables, which horseradish is not. Horseradish is a root. Okay. The Gemara says that Morib is Manazeh is the Rabbanon. So even if one would assume, like Hillel, that Bizman Shebes HaMikdush or Yekayim, either you're obligated to eat the matzah and the Morib together b'kri'chachas, or it's optional, that's how the Raman paskins. If you want, you can eat together. If you want, you can eat separate. That's only bizman that the matzah and the mora were both deraisa. But bizman azeh, the Gemara says kuftes vav and aleph, that the mora is only the rabbanon. If you eat the matzah and the mora, osi mora the rabbanon mevatel tam matzah. That's the halacha that if you eat a dvar harshus together with a dvar mitzvah, then it kills the whole mitzvah. Mitzvah v'achila, special din by mitzvah v'achila. If eating food is what we share in common with the animals and with the nochrim. So eating food is only elevated to the level of a mitzvah if you eat the food by itself. If you eat it with a dvar hashus, then it's mevatel a dvar mitzvah. So if you have matzah and the mora together, that's the machlokes Hillel and the Chachamim, whether you say mitzvah is mevatel zu azu. Each mitzvah doesn't recognize any other mitzvah. So from the perspective of matzah, is einoid melvada. So mora is a dvar hashus. From the perspective of mora, the matzah is a dvar hashus. Each one is mevatel the other. And Hillel says, no, mitzvah is mevatel zu azu. You have to eat it together, or if you eat it together, you yotze. Either way, eat it together, eat it separately. So that's only, the whole machlokes only is when matzah and mora both deraisa. The mora says, mora bizman is as only the rabbanon. So even Hillel will agree that you can't eat the matzah and the mora together. But we do want to have koirach. So first we have the matzah deraisa, then we have to have the mora the rabbanon. And then we eat the matzah and the mora together. Zeichel Megdush Kehilu. That's the Gemara Kufta as well. Vemenal. Arba Kaisis, we discussed a little bit the other day. There's a Machlekes Taisus in the Rambam regarding the nature of the mitzvah of Arba Kaisis. Taisus on the opening Mishnah and Tzadik Tes on the base raises the issue, and they're noted to say that it's the same as Kiddush and Abdullah. Then on Pesach night, we recite four brochas alakos. We recite Kiddush alakos, Hashir Geolano alakos, Bichos Hamozen alakos, and Bichos Hashir alakos. So just like Kiddush and Abdullah, one person says the brocha, and he drinks the wine, and everybody's yotze the brocha alakos. So too, the Arba Kaisis, all you need is that one person should recite each one of the four brochas alakos, and he drinks it, and Baruch Tzok Sheyitom. And all you have to drink is Meloy Lugmov, and when the Gemara says Rav Kos, it's not accurate. It really means Meloy Lugmov, like Kiddush and like Abdullah, and everybody's Yotze. And the Rambam says what Tosu said is correct, but in addition to the din of the four brochas halakos, there's another din that everyone has to drink arba kaisis. What kind of a din is that? So the Rambam writes, quotes the Mishnah and arba psoch mechol dov dar chay varam leirus and satzmo kilu hu yatzim in Mitzrayim. That's the din that arises in every generation. Everyone has an obligation to have the feeling, to have the sensation, as if he just left Mitzrayim now. That's why we have an obligation to say halal on Leil Pesel, because we have the feeling as if we just left Mitzrayim. But then that's the din min haTorah. V'yotzana hotzei misham. We say v'yotzana hotzei misham. That pasuk indicates that we're supposed to all have that attitude. That's the most difficult mitzvah. To eat the matzah, to eat the mor, to drink that, because not so difficult. But to have such an attitude, to have a frame of mind, that chay varam liris atzmin kilu hu yotzim in Mitzrayim, v'ira lohotzi ha-kodesh bochas ha-bistenum, in Mitzrayim har-yonu, v'aneinu, v'nei v'neinu, v'shibodem ayinu, l'far b'in Mitzrayim. It's very hard to have that attitude, because in the world, there's so many different revolutions. In every country, there's a revolution. They overthrow the government. So what do you mean? If the Ribbono Shel Olam wouldn't have done Yetzias Mitzrayim, we would still be Harayonu V'neinu V'neinu Shibadim L'Farab in Mitzrayim. How can that be so? It's very strange. So that's what the Pasuk said. We're supposed to have such an attitude. That's the most difficult din. So the Rambam quotes a din in the Mishnah, Mechol Dar V'Dar Chai Barim Liris Es Atzmo V'Son Ahot Z'Misham L'Fich Achanach Nachayovim L'Halel. And then he formulates a din midirabbanim. The Rambam writes, "B'chol davar dorech ha'ivadam laharis esatzma." We have to demonstrate. That's a din midirabbanim, to demonstrate as if we just left Mitzrayim. So the two parts to that mitzvah, the Rambam writes, one is aseba, and one is abakosis. Free people are free to drink a toast to their freedom. So you drink abakosis, you drink a toast. And you eat behaseba. The slaves are not given the opportunity, not given the right to eat behaseba. So the free people eat behaseba. So the Rambam holds that these two, the haseba with the arba kaisis, are both two forms of fulfilling the same din. B'chol dar v'dar chay v'adam laharis esatz m'kilu hu yotzem in Mitzrayim. On Pesach night we have the mitzvah of sipi yitzias Mitzrayim. We got it to vincha b'yom ahu leimor. This is over and above the mitzvah that we have all year long. All year long we have the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Gemara learns that it's a din d'oraisa. Gemara learns that from the Pasuk, it says in Chumash Dvarim, we should eat Korban Pesach. So the Pasuk pshat in the Pasuk, we should eat Korban Pesach on Pesach night, and we should remember for the rest of the year. This should carry us over from year to year. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation in the Pasuk, that not only is it the reason for the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, Laman Tizkor, we read it, we interpret it as if it were written Laman Tazikir. The verb Zayin Chofresh sometimes means to remember, and sometimes means Lahazkir, to mention. So we should mention Laman Tazkir, it says Zayin Kol Yimecha Yecha, Yimecha Yecha Hayamim, and Kol Yimecha Yecha is Halelos. Machalek is Hatanoim, what is called Marbet. So the Gemara learns that from that Pasuk, Laman Tizkor, they darshan as if the additional level of interpretation is darshaning the word as if it were written Laman Tazkir. We should mention Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day of the year. What is the word kol? So the Mishnah in the end of the first parak in Brachas, Mishnah has a machlekes hatanoim, where the kol, is marba halelos. There's a chiv to mention Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day by yom or balayla. Oh no, the chiv Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is only by yom, not balayla. But the word kol is lahavi lemos hamashiach. Then not only will the mitzvah apply until the Gula Hasidah, even after the Gula Hasidah, we'll still have a mitzvah. So that's a double machlekes hatanoim. Is there a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim balayla? You have to say Emes V'Emunah Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael. Or do you not have to mention it? Are you mechuyev to mention it min haTorah? You're not mechuyev to mention. The other machlekes will be Limos HaMashiach. Will we still be obligated to mention Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim or not? So the question begs itself. We assume that there is a chiyuv to say Emes V'Emunah every day at night. We assume kol is marba leilos and losli lovely most hamashiach. There won't be an obligation to mention Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. It never says there won't be an obligation to tell sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. To tell the story on Pesach night, we got to levincha that mitzvah. It doesn't seem that there is a machlekes hatanoim about that. That will still exist most hamashiach, but the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the machloika. So the question begs itself, every night of the year we have an obligation to mention Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, so what's different on Pesach night? They got it to the Mincha b'yom ha'ulema. Leil Pesach, we have to tell over. See pizza. The same thing every day of the year. You're obligated to tell over. So what's added on Pesach? It must be something in addition. So that's what there seem to be differences. The first difference is that every day of the year you just tell b'kitzer. That's why it's called Zechiras Yitzchis. So I'm just a mention. And on Pesach night it says v'higarata, v'higarata min lahagid, means to tell a long story. V'lamar b'lesapa hareza meshubach. We call it the mitzvah of Sipia Sismansraim, because Achatatvanashina, the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Tesefta, you should really talk about Sipia Sismansraim all night long until you collapse and fall asleep. So one difference is it sufficient if you mention Bikitzer Nimrats, or should you elaborate Barichas? Another difference apparently is Rav Soloveitchik pointed out in the name of his grandfather, Rav Chaim, many of these differences, and then he added on some more on his own. So that's one difference. Another difference is that Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim on Pesach night should be to tell someone else. You got to tell Levincha, preferable to your children or to your grandchildren. If you don't have children or grandchildren, so you should have your wife. You should tell your wife. If you don't have your wife, you're all by yourself. A guy's all by himself. Hotenish Kembrera. So he tells himself. But it should really be Lesaper Lemishu Acher, Lesaper Lacherim. As opposed to Zechiras Yitzchis Mitzrayim, to mention Yitzchis Mitzrayim, I don't have to tell it to anybody. I'm talking to the Rebbeinu Shlom, I'm davening, I thank the Rebbeinu Shlom for the Yitzchis Mitzrayim, but I don't have to tell it to another human being. Then another difference between Zechiras Yitzchis Mitzrayim every day of the year, as opposed to Sipi Yitzchis Mitzrayim, is that it seems from the Pasuk, should be Derech Sheilu Tshuva, should be Lesaper L'Acherim, as opposed to L'Dabar Li'Atzmo. And it should be derech sheilu tshuva regarding mitzvah salayla. The son, preferably the son, or the grandson, or the acherim, or the wife. And if not, then he asks himself, it should be derech sheilu tshuva, and the sheilu tshuva should be regarding mitzvah salayla. That's what the simple reading on the Mishnah is, the bottom line on Kuf Tezayin, and Aleph, Rabbi Gamliel, Hoya Omer, Kol Shalom, Shlosh, Shadurah, Mele, B'Pesach, Layotzei, Dechei, Vosei, which Yidechei, Vosei, Zinat, Yotzei. So the Rambam quotes the Mishnah, and Hilchas Chametz and Matzah. And the Rambam understands you're not yet in the mitzvah of Sipi Yitzchis Mitzrayim. You're supposed to fulfill Sipi Yitzchis Mitzrayim. That's not by telling a story. You have to pose a question in the previous Mishnah, Kuf Tezayin Amud Aleph, right before that, immediately preceding this. Mishnah has a different question. Manashtana Laila Zemikol Alelos. So we ask about Kol Alelos on Ochlan Batzot Tzli Sholok Mavushal Alayla Zekula Tzli. We ask about Pesach, then you say Alayla Zekula Matzah. Then you ask about Mora, Pesach Matzah Mora. Then we ask about Mesubin. How come we don't ask about Arba Koses? The Rav Soloveitchik used to say, because according to the Rambam, Arba Koses and Mesubin are two parts of the same mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah min HaTorah. Pesach, Matzah, Morah are all mitzvahs min HaTorah. And Chai Vodim Laharis is Hatzmo, the two parts, the Arba Koses with the Mesubin, that's a mitzvah min the Rabbanan. So we ask questions. Someone else asked about Kara Ben Shoel. The children asked, what is Korban Pesach all about? So we should tell the story of Sipi Yitzchis Mitzrayim Derech Sheilu Tshuva L'Acherim regarding Mitzvos HaLaila. Yeah, so that's why Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYikayim, they used to have a question about Tzli, about the Korban Pesach. Bizman is that we don't have Korban Pesach, so we leave out the Tzli. So we ask about Matzah, we ask about Morer, and we ask about Mesubin. Mesubin is the Chiyuv of L'Haris HaSatzmo, goes together with our, because then we ask about Matbilin. That's the question. What kind of a mitzvah is Matbilin? Well, that it's not a mitzvah in our Torah, that's for sure. Some kind of a mitzvah or another midirabbana. What is the mitzvah midirabbana of Matbilin? So the Mishnah had a machloikas hatanam, Rab Lezer, Rab Tzadik, and the Chachamim, where the charoses is a mitzvah. Charoses is only in order to kill the worm, the keeper. That's on Kuf Tezvav and Mebeis. Mishnah is earlier. Rab Lezer Rab Tzadik Oyma Mitzvah. That's towards the bottom of Kuf Yudalad and Manalam. So the Gemara says the Chachamim the Rab Lezer Rab Tzadik hold Charoses is not a mitzvah even with the Rabbanan. It's only Mishum Kippur to kill a worm. It's talking about a kosher worm, but it's unhealthy that you should have a live worm crawling around in your stomach. So we want to kill a worm. So Mishum Kippur. And the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah paskens like Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik, and the Mishnah Charoses is a mitzvah midirabbanan. We discussed the other day the three opinions. What is it? A zecha, zecha le tapuch, zecha le tita, zecha le dam. The three different opinions. So the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah paskens like Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik, that charoisis is a mitzvah. It could be that's how we understood this question in the Mishnah. We're not so interested in the madbilim, the carpus into the salt water. We're really angling at the madbilim, the more into the charoisis, that charoisis is a mitzvah. It could be that that's the pshat. Or, od yeshleimar, if one should assume like the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah is, we spoke yesterday, the Rambam Pirush HaMishnah says, we don't paskon like Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi. If the din would have been accepted like Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi, there would have been another bracha in the Haggadah, Shekodeshana ben Mitzvah Savitzavano, Allah Achilos Chayroises. So from the fact that we don't have such a bracha, it is clear evidence that we don't accept Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi's opinion. So if you all like that Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnah is, so Madbilim is not referring to the Mitzvah of Chayroises, we're assuming Chayroises is not a Mitzvah. So what Mitzvah are we referring to? So it could be that we're referring to the mitzvah of karpas. Karpas ha-mitzvah mid-rabbana. What kind of a mitzvah mid-rabbana? The Gemara says, only mishum ha-ker le-tenoikas, to keep the children's attention, that they should follow the whole story. So it could be that what motivated the Chachamim to introduce achilas, karpas, is mishum ha-ker le-tenoikas, or the way this is quotes from Yosef Tuvelim, in order to have a bar pi adoma to cover the morer later in the middle of the meal, that we don't say a bar pi adoma on the morer. But it could be that once the Chachamim were misakein the mitzvah of karpas, the motivation was a kereleti noka. So maybe the motivation was to cover the morer, whatever. But bottom line, maybe they introduced karpas as a mitzvah sachilo. So that's what it sounds like in the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, you have to eat a kezayis of karpas. You have to eat a kezayis of karpas. Then the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam in the Rif. Years ago, they didn't have Maxwell House coffee haggadahs. So people didn't have haggadah. So how did they know how to say the Seder? So the Taka, most of the people didn't know. So that was the rabbi's obligation. So what they do? So instead of having a communal Seder like we have today, you have a Seder for hundreds of people, and one person leads the Seder. So they didn't have like that. Every balabas had a seder in his home. And the rabbi was obligated to go from one home to the other, to the other, to the other. He told his children, I'll come home at 2 o'clock in the morning and I'll say Kiddush, you go to sleep now, and I'll see you later. And he used to go from one home to the other, and he said the whole Haggadah, Yotza Moitzi, he said from the beginning to the end. So Yotza Moitzi, so that's, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this from the Rambam, from the Rif, that the rabbi was understood, the rabbi's responsibility to go recite the whole seder for all the balabatim, each one in his own home. So the rabbi can recite Kiddush based on Yotza Moitzi. That's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. How can the rabbi say Bar Pi Agofen? That's a Birchas Hanenin. So the Gemara says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, that's okay. The Bar Pi Agofen of Kiddush is also covered with the din of Yotza Moitzi. The rabbi says, Alachilas Matzah, you say Yotza Moitzi. Alachilas Mar, say Yotza Moitzi. How can he say HaMoitzi? Of Alachilas Matzah, that's a Birchas Hanenin. So it's again the same Gemara at the end of the third Perek in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says that Yotza Moitzi applies both to the Bar Pi Agofen of the Kiddush and to the Hamoitzi of Achilas Matzah. But how does he say Bar Pi Hadoma on the Karpas, to cover the Balabatim? He's not eating the Karpas. He can't say, well, since the Bari Hamoitzi Lachmanot comes along with Al Achilas Matzah, the Bar Pi Agofen of Kiddush comes along with the Kiddush. The Bar Pi Hadoma of the Karpas doesn't come along with anything else. It stands alone. So how can he be Moitzi the others with the Bar Pi Hadoma of the Karpas? So the Rosh asked the question. So Rabbi Kivegra on the bottom of the page in the Shulchan Aruch, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, the rabbi goes to everyone's home and he runs through the whole Seder with each group of Balabatim. So Rabbi Kivegra quotes this question from the Rosh. How can the rabbi say Bar Pi Adoma? It's a pure Birchas Hanenin. So the Rosh answers to defend the Rif. The Rosh quotes this from the Rif. The rabbi goes to everyone's home and he runs through the whole Agad. So he says, Kach Tiknu Chachomim, that Karpas is part of the Seder, and you got to say Bar Pi Adoma, as if the Bar Pi Adoma is part of the Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim, as if Bar Pi Adoma is part of the Haggadah. Many Rishonim took the passage in the Yerushalmi literally. Yerushalmi has a Loshon, Kol Oichal Matzah Berech Pesach, Kibol HaRasasa B'Beis Chomer. There's an Issa Midirabonon, just like Arusa Asur L'Baila is an Issa Midirabonon, so whoever eats Matzah Berech Pesach is an Issa Midirabonon. What kind of a mashal is that? One of the maskilim wrote jokingly, he tried both out and it's not the same. Not the same. Bala resas beis chamav is totally different experience from eating matzah ber pesach. So what did the Yerushalmi mean? Kibbalah Rasasa. So there's a long arichas in the Or Zaruah. And you look in the Primogon, he quotes around six shitas from the Rishonim, different Rishonim. They all work on the assumption that just like under the Chuppah, you need Sheva Brachas, so on Pesach night, you need Sheva Brachas. That's why the Yerushalmi gave the Mashal, Boilah Rasasa Beveis Chamav is a Kalabalai Bracha. You have to say Sheva Brachas. So before you get to eat the matzah on Pesach night, you have to say Sheva Brachas also. So there's six different shitas that the Primogon quotes from different Rishonim. How do you calculate? How do you calculate the Sheva Brachas? How many brachas are there? There should be Bar Pi Agafen and Kiddush and Shachyanu. What else do you have? Bar Pi Hadoma on the Karpas. Then you say Al Netilas Yadayim when you wash your bread. Then you say Al Achilas Hamoitzi and Al Achilas Matzah. Yeah, but you have Asheg Yalanu. So it's already eight. So you already have eight brachas. So which one are you going to throw out? And the Vilna Gaon had the practice of saying a bracha ala tilis yadayim when he washed a davish tivul of a mashia. You have nine. So there's a whole discussion in the Rishonim which bracha is not counted. So the Rosh is quoted, Rabbi Kivege quotes this passage from the Rosh. The bar pri adam on the karpas is considered as if it's part of the Haggadah, and the whole Haggadah CPT is mitzrayim. So you say yatsa moitzi on the whole thing. Yeah, so those are the two suggestions. The Mishnah seems to imply in the Mishnah Koshal Lam Shlosh Dvar Mele BePesach La Yotze Dechavos, and the Rambam learns that means you're not Yotze the Chiyuv of Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim. You only Yotze Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim if you tell the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim by explaining why the mitzvahs Matzuzu Shanochla Mal Shema Moriza Shanochla Mal Shema Pesach Shoy Havasei Rechem Mizman Shabis Megdush Hayikayim Al Shema. You have to have somebody ask all the questions, and we have to give the answers. And by giving the answers, we have to tell a whole background of Tzipi Yitzias Mitzrayim. So that's the Manishtana, the four or five questions regarding the mitzvah salat. So that's Rav Soloveitchik said, the Mesubim is only one question, but it includes two parts to the mitzvah of Chayiv Adam Laharis and Satzman. It includes already the Arba Kaisis. That's why we don't ask a separate question on the Arba Kaisis. It's part of the same mitzvah of Chayiv Adam Laharis and Satzman, Kilo Yatzim and Mitzrayim. Rav Soloveitchik said that when he spent time in Berlin, one of the rabbanim was giving a Shabbos Hagadol drasha, so he was assuming that when the Mishnah says Kol Shalom and Shlosh and Devar Meila BePesach LaYotzei Dechavase, you're not yotzei the mitzvah matzah, you're not yotzei the mitzvah mor, you're not yotzei the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So he asked him, where do you get such a crazy pshat? The pasha pshat is what the Rambam said, that you're not yotzei Dechavase Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim. You have to be yotzei Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim by explaining the mitzvah salayla. So the rabbi said he got it from the Maharsha. The Maharsha on the Chidushi Agoda assumes like that. So Rabbi Soloveitchik thought that was ridiculous. Till many years later, he came upon the Ramban in Brochus, and the Mohammeds where the Ramban learns like the Maharsha. That the Ramban says that even though it says liyotzei dechavosa, it's not to be taken literally, they're not yotzei at all. You're not yotzei bishlei musa. Usually when you have a mitzvah of tefillin or tzitzis or whatever, that's to bring to mind a certain idea. So you don't have to spell out when you're doing the mitzvah. You don't have to say the reason, the tam ha-mitzvah. But these three mitzvahs, you're not yotzei dechavasa legamrei unless you explain why you're eating matzah, why you're eating mar. So the Ramban learns like that, Marsha. You're not yotzei dechavis the mitzvah matzah mar and korban pesach.
The Dinder writes of Derech Sheva and Shuvah. In a lot of homes, the kids weren't in school at all, but they say the Dibur Torah at the Seder. And then the family says it all together. So is the father yotzei in that case? Where basically everyone's, they're saying the Haggadah together. The father's not really explaining anything more than what they learned in school. They're just reading, they read the Haggadah together. Is that better for every person to really prepare?
The father should say it over in English. He should say the tamtzis of the Haggadah. In Shulchan Aruch it says that the Magen Avraham quotes from Rabbi Eliyahu from London. He says if the children don't understand Hebrew, you should say in English. It doesn't say Yiddish, it says you say in English, because the one who said it lived in England, Ben Eliyomi, London. So in America, it's not enough just to read the Haggadah in Hebrew. You should say, you be kids, you should say in English to make sure that they understand.
If yeah. In some homes, they have the kids read the English too. Does everybody say maybe
that's after? Father should try to do it. The father of the household should try to do something that they're not doing. Okay. Yeah. The Gemara says that women are mechuyev in abrikosis, women are mechuyev in hesedah, because afen haybi osanes. So Tosis explains, why did the Gemara need this explanation? So Tosis writes in Brachas, there's machlekes Rashi and Tosis in Brachas. We have a rule that a mitzvah says that shas magrama women are potter from. So there's a machlekes Rashi and Tosis. Does the rule apply only to mitzvahs derais? So does it even apply to mitzvahs derabbanan? So Rashi crosses out a whole girsa in the Gemara on daf chof and beis and Brachas. Rashi says the rule does not apply to mitzvahs derabbanan. We have the Mishnah there in Brachas says the women are mechuyev to daven. So the Gemara says, Pshita, of course, why shouldn't they be mechuyev to daven? The Gemara says, Maude teima, davening, shachris, mincha, marv has a specific zman. They would have thought that davening is a mitzvah sesa, shaz, magram, and oshin, should be potter. Kamash balon, and notwithstanding, the women are mechuyev. So Rashi crosses out that gear. So he says, what do you mean, mitzvah sesa, shaz, magram? Davening is only mid the rabbanon, and that rule that women are exempt from mitzvah sesa, shaz, magram, doesn't apply to mitzvahs the rabbanon. So Taisa disagrees with Rashi. Taisa proves it from the fact that there's a Gemara that says that we apply Shemei Koine to Halel. On Yontif, if the Chazan says Halel, so the Gemara says that Tzibur can listen in and the Yotze with Shemei Koine, like Kiddush and Abdali, you say Shemei Koine. But if the one who's saying the Halel on Yontif is a woman, let's say the man didn't go to shul, so he didn't hear the Chazan say Halel. He doesn't know how to read, so his wife is going to say the Halel for him. So the Gemara says he's not Yotze with Shemei Koine, because the women are not Mechuyev and Halel on Yontif, because it's a mitzvah says the Shaz Magrama. So if the wife is saying the halal for the husband, he better say word for word after her, because you don't apply Shemei Koine whenever the one who's reciting the bracha, the tefillah, is not mechuyev bedavar. So Tosfos says that's a dead giveaway. Everybody knows the halal yontif is not the rice, it's only the rabbanon. And nonetheless, the women are potter. So you see that the rule of mitzvah says hashanah magrama, nashim turis, even applies to mitzvah the rabbanon. That's Tosfos' taina against Rashi. Could be that Rashi thinks that halal on yontif is deraisa. That's how Rabbi Elbel Soloveitchik writes in a sefer on Sukkot, that there are some, the Ramban suggests like that. Maybe halal on yontif is deraisa. So maybe Rashi thinks halal on yontif is deraisa. So that's why women are potter. So Tosfos claims that the rule applies even to mitzvahs derabbanan, that women are exempt from mitzvahs shas magrama. And that's why the Gemara had to come up with this new reason, afin hov yosanes, to be mechayev the women in hesebe. And in our Bekoises, the same idea appears by Hadlokas Neres Chanukah, my Mikra Megillah, that these four mitzvahs as magrama, the Rabbanon, we should have really declared women should be potter, but because of this consideration, afen harbi osanen, so we say that the women are mechuyev. The Gemara says that isha b'fnei bailom is not derech eretz for a woman to sit behesebe in front of her husband. Years ago, the women used to be very subservient to their husbands, just like Talmud b'fnei rabbi. Years ago, Talmidim used to have a tremendous respect for the Rabbanim and for the Rebbe, and they used to tzitta. So it wouldn't be respectful if the Talmud would have Haseba in front of the Rebbe. The Shulchan Aruch, then the Gemara says, if she's an Isha Chashuva, if the woman is a liberated woman, and she doesn't have such extreme, exaggerated respect for husbands, then she should have Haseba. So the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch already in the 1500s, all of our wives are liberated already. They all they don't always listen to the husband. They don't always dance to the tune of the husband. So they should all eat behaseba. However, the minig is that none of the women eat behaseba. They all follow the Rav Ayor. The Rav Ayor writes that Bismana said nobody has to eat behaseba because the whole haseba doesn't make any sense at all. It's annoying. It's a nuisance to eat behaseba. We're not used to it. So the Rav Ayor says that Bismana said there's no din of haseba at all. But the men don't rely on the Rav Ayor, only the women. So that's very strange. Why Manashtana? Why only the men? Why only the women rely on the Rav Yoh and the men don't? Yeah. That's the Shaila. Why, if the women are just as mechuyev as the men and Haseba, so why do the women decide to follow the Rav Yoh or the men that? So what some explain is the following. There is a tshuva nechasam sofer chelek arachayim, where somebody asked him a question. Why don't women have an obligation to put on tefillin? Because afen hoy b'yosanes, the pasuk says that the purpose of wearing tefillin is lemantia teres Hashem v'fichu ki b'yad chazaka v'otziach Hashem in Mitzrayim. So why don't we apply that rule that afen hoy b'yosanes, since it's a zecher l'tzias Mitzrayim, which was full of nisim and aflois, why not say afen hoy b'yosanes? So first, the Chasam Sefer has a discussion, Tosfos in different places. One place Tosis suggests only applies to a mitzvah derabbanan. The only four mitzvahs where the Gemara applies it are Mikra Megillah, Hadlakas Neres Chanukah, Haseba, and Arbekosa. The Gemara never applies it to mitzvahs derasa. So that's one suggestion, that it doesn't apply to tefillin because tefillin is a mitzvah minatar. Tosis in other places says differently. They say no, Afen Abayas Hanes would apply to mitzvah derasa also, but the svar only would apply midirabbanan. So then you still have a question. So let women be mechuyim midirabbanan to wear tefillin because of Afen Abayas Hanes. So then the Chasam Sofer gives the real answer. So he says he thinks that Afen Abayas Hanes is only mechayiv the women where the nature of the mitzvah is pursuing nisa. When the nature of the mitzvah is zechel anes, then you don't apply Afen Abayas Hanes. So he says that by Mikra Megillah, you read the whole story of the Megillah. See, telling over, that's Pistum in Isa. Adlokas Neres Chanukah. We say Haneres Halal, Wadam Madlikim Alan Nisim Alan Ifloes. It's also this Pistum in Isa. Pesach night, when you have Haseba and you have Arba Koses, but you tell the whole story, CPTS Mitzrayim. So the Haseba and Arba Koses blend in together to accomplish a Pistum in Isa. But when you wear tefillin, where's the pisum in Nisa? The maximum you can say is that it's a zecher anes. It's a mitzvah that's only zecher anes. The hasvara no sense is that you don't apply the svara of Afen Habiyos anes.
Or maybe we could use the pasuk of pe'er, of glory, to say that is pisum in Nisa because you're glorifying God publicly. The pasuk by tefillin, where we say the avil is exempt from tefillin because of pe'er.
Yeah. Pair means that we're wearing jewelry. We are banim la'makam. We're like princes, that we're wearing jewelry. We're am Hashem. Okay, fine. But where does it imply that there was a nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim? By wearing the tefillin. In the tefillin it says, it mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Papa. Who's going to open up the batim? They're all sewn together. You're going to open up the batim, read the tefillin. So there is no pisum in this. It's only zechel anes. That's what the Chasam Sofer suggests. That's Rav Soloveitchik used to say the name of his father, Moshe Soloveitchik, the same answer. He said you only apply this klal of Afen Habiyos Hanes when you're dealing with the mitzvah, where the nature of the mitzvah is pisumi nisa. If it's only zechel anes, the women are not mechuyev. And he added on another knech. How can you tell whether any given mitzvah, whether any particular mitzvah is only a zechel anes, or it's for the purpose of pisumi nisa? And Moshe Soloveitchik added on, The way to tell is, do you recite the bracha Shosan Nisim Lavaseinu? So Bishas Mikra Megillah, you say three brachas. You say Shosan Nisim. When you light Neres Chanukah, you say every day Shosan Nisim Lavaseinu. But and on Pesach night, you say Shel Geolanu Golo Seinim in Mitzrayim Yigyanu Alaliz, etc. So the Rishonim, the Meforshim on the Haggadah say that Shel Geolanu takes the place of Shosan Nisim. So it's as if he's saying Shosan Nisim in connection with both the Haseba and the Abrakosis and the whole CPTS Mitzrayim. But on Tefillin, nobody says Shosan Nisim Lavaseinu. So that seems to indicate that Tefillin is only Zechel Anes, it's not Pisumi Nisa. That's why we don't require that the women should wear the Tefillin. So that's perhaps what the Rav Yoh meant over here. The Rav Yoh is of the opinion that you're only obligated to do Haseba if it demonstrates Cheres, Bizman Hazeh. It's so annoying. No one is used to eating Alamito, no one eats Behaseba, so by us it's such a nuisance, so there is no Pisumi Nisa. So he holds that the whole mitzvah of Haseba doesn't apply Bismanazah. So the minig is that we don't follow the Rav Yoh. Minig is that women are only Mukhuyev if the nature of the mitzvah is Pisumi Nisa, so Bismanazah, it doesn't demonstrate any Pisumi Nisa. It's annoying. But the men are Mukhuyev even if something is only a Zechelana, so we continue to do Haseba. Zechet to the fact that our forefathers were able to do a Haseba after they left Mitzrayim. That's how the Medrash says on the Pasuk, the beginning of the Shalach. Vayaseva l'kim yisom derech amidbo yamsuf. Vayasev means miloshen Haseba. Kodesh Baruch Hu had Bnei Yisrael eat Behaseba. And that's why there's an obligation throughout all the generations to eat Behaseba on Pesach night. Zechet to the Haseba that our forefathers had when they left Egypt. This is the question, is this really historically accurate? If the Yetzias Mitzrayim the Taka ate the Haseba, or was that a Roman practice that was invented centuries later in the days of the Tanon? So the Medrash interprets on the Pasuk by Yaseba Lakim, Asom, Pashup Shatan Pasuk, Yasim Eloshin Saviv, Kodesh Baruch Hu go around and around instead of going directly. And the Medrash has an additional level of interpretation. Vayasev Elokim, Kadosh Baruch Hu had them eat behaseba, and we today have to eat behaseba zecha to the haseba that they had. So that's how some explain why the meaning is that only the women rely on the ravyo, the men not. The ravyo is right that if the inyan of haseba would only be pesumi nisa, so it wouldn't apply bisman hazeh at all. But we assume that there are two aspects. It's both pesumi nisa and zechelanes. So bisman hazeh, there's no more pesumi nisa, so the women are not mechuyev. It's a zman grom and women are not mechuyev. And the men are mechuyev even if it's only zechelanes. That's the shayla. So Haseb is also a big machlokes. We said before, the Rambam's opinion is that Haseb and Arbekoises are two parts of the same mitzvah of Chayvorim Laharis Asatzma Kilo Yatzma Mitzrayim. Liris Asatzma, that's a mitzvah minatorah, the difficult mitzvah. Laharis Asatzma, not as difficult, not so difficult. So the Rambam holds that Haseb is a mitzvah midirabbanan. Tosfos Shita is not so. Tosfos holds that Haseb is not a mitzvah bifnei atzma. It's a prat midirabbanan within the mitzvah of arbekoises are within the mitzvah of matzah. You only yotze matzah if you eat the matzah behaseba. But it's not that haseba is a new mitzvah. That's why Tosfos Shita is there's no mitzvah lechatchila to eat the whole meal behaseba. Why should you eat the soup behaseba? And why should you eat the chicken behaseba? Why should you eat the dessert behaseba? It's a prat within the mitzvah of arbekoises and a prat within the mitzvah of matzah. And the Rambam is the one who says not so. Rambam says, L'chatchila yesev kol asura. The Rambam quotes that from the Achreinim, who said it based on the Rambam, that Haseba is a separate mitzvah. Zman hazeh, we don't do it. Zman hazeh, we find it annoying. That's what they quote the Chazanish, and the Stipler were not machmer for that Rambam, who eats the whole meal by Haseba. We don't do it. The Gemara says in the first Perek that after you finish the Bedikas Chometz, you have to be Habayrik Tzor Sheivatl, you have to be Mevatl Chometz, and the Gemara makes a comment that the Bitl Chometz, Mideraisa Bitl Bi Al Masagi. In our Torah, all you have to do, that's the Gemara Dalar Amit Beis, Mideraisa Bitl Bi Al Masagi. In our Torah, once you do the Bitl Chometz, you're safe, you're covered. How exactly are you covered? So that's a famous Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi, basing himself on the Targum Onkelos, Rashi and the Rambam, based on the Targum Onkelos, Targum Onkelos comments on the Pasuk, Achba Yom Rishon Tashbisu, so he translates to Vatlun, so they understand that the Targum Onkelos meant Bitl Chometz. He should be Mevatl Chometz. So Rashi and the Rambam are of the opinion that when you're Mevatl Chometz, you yotze the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Tosfos asks, how can that be? It's ridiculous. There is a machlokes hatanoim where the ein birchonsa will sreif or hash besasa b'chol dover. You tell me all of a sudden neither sreif or nor hash besasa b'chol dover. You just make an oral declaration. I declare I'm a vatal chomitz. How can that be a kima mitzvah? The loike rabbiuda the loike chachamim. So that's why Tosfos came up with a different interpretation that midaraisa bebitul be'al masagi means you mafke the chomitz. Once the chometz is not yours, so then you can't be in violation of bal yura by matzah. You're not in fulfillment of any mitzvah when you mafke the chometz, but it's a legal fiction. Once you mafke the chometz, it's not shalcha. And the Gemara says you're not in violation of bal yura. Shalcha yateroya aval ateroya shalacherim v'shal gavoya. Yeah, why didn't Rashi learn like Tosfos? Why didn't he learn? Rashi understood that it's a kima mitzvah. Why didn't he learn? So some point out the Pnei Yeshua and the Vilna Gaon goes for this, and a lot of Achrenim have this. Rashi seems to have understood Shalchay Ateray Aval Ateray Shalacherim only Shal Nochrim. Rashi translates Shalacherim means if the Chometz belongs to a non-Jew, perhaps Chemtza Shal Yisrael Acher. From Rashi would appear that if another Jew, let's say two Jews share an apartment. And one of them is observant, one of them is not observant. So the one is not observant keeps chametz in the apartment on Pesach. It doesn't belong to me, it belongs to the other guy, so it's not shalcha, but it's not shalacherim according to Rashi. So a lot of achreinim assume that according to Rashi, chametz shel Yisrael acha b'shusi, I'm in direct violation of bal yirah by matz. It's only b'tur shalacherim shel gavoya. If it's shal hegdish, there's a poiter. If it's shal akum, it's a poiter. Belongs to another Jew, there's no poiter. So it could well be that the Ramban quotes two opinions from the Talmud Yerushalmi Ramban, and that Daf Dalet on the base quotes two brises. that disagree with each other in the Yerushalmi, one next to the other. What about Chomet Shal Hefker B'Shus HaYisrael? So could well be Chomet Shal Hefker, according to Rashi, I'll be in violation about your Abay Matz. Could be that Rashi wouldn't agree with Tosis. If Bitl Chomet would amend Hefker, so Rashi holds that that's not a Ptur. The only time it's Bal Yerah Abay Matz is removed, if it's Shal Akum or it's Shal Hegdish, Shal Gavoya, V'Shal Acher. Acher means Akum. Chomet Shal Hefker could be that you are in violation of Bal Yerah Abay Matz. There is a Mishnah later, that's what the Or Chodosh, is a pilpul sefer on Psochim. It's out of style, nobody looks at it. So the Or Chodosh quotes this kasha on Daf Mem Vov. The Or Chodosh lived in Rechnitz, that's what we once told the story. The Rav Nos Nadla sent his young Talmud, the Chasam Sofer, when he was a teenager, he sent him to learn by the Or Chodosh in Rechnitz. He was there for a couple of weeks and he didn't like it and he came back and he was felt upset why the Rebbe wasted his time, why did he send him to Rechnitz? And then later on it turned out that that saved his life. Okay, whole story in the biography of the Chasam Sofer. So the Or Chodosh in the Pilpul Sofer quotes this kasha. There's a Mishnah Mem Vav Amin Aleph with a Mishnah in the bottom, there are two Mishnahs. So the second Mishnah Mem Vav Amin Aleph on the bottom of them, it discusses a person is mixing Pesach Digger flour, not matzah milk, mixing kosher the Pesach flour with water on Pesach, and he's going to bake matzah. He's going to bake it quickly to make sure, to watch, to be careful that it doesn't turn into chometz. So then he's baking so much, he has to be mafresh challah. So what's he going to do? After he's mafresh challah, what's he going to do? He's going to bake the challah. The challah is tmeya. Okay, it's a mafresh challah betumah. The Mishnah discusses. You're going to be mafresh challah, and the challah is tamei, the kelim are tamei. Today, everything is tamei. Everybody's tamei. So what are you going to do with the challah after you bake it? So if you have challah tehoira, the Mishnah was written in Eretz Yisrael. So if you have challah tehoira, a kohen is allowed to eat it. If you have challah tamei, the kohen is not permitted to eat it. So there is no oichal nefesh to bake challah, which is tamei, and the kohen is not allowed to eat it in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz Lo'aretz, a kohen who's tohor is allowed to eat challah tamei. But in Eretz Yisrael, where the Mishnahs were written, a kohen is not permitted to eat challah tamei. So you're not allowed to bake the challah on Yontif. There's no hat to rechal nefesh. No one's allowed to eat it. It's a challah tmeya. So you're not going to bake it. It's going to sit there. It's going to turn into chametz. It's going to sit there for a couple of hours. The balabasta is making matzahs on Yontif in the afternoon, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. She's baking matzah. They ran out of matzah. She's going to bake matzah, mafresh challah. You're going to let it sit there till tzeisal kram. It's going to turn into chametz. So the Mishnah says, what are you going to do? It's going to be a bal yoroi by matzah. So Rabbi Shua says, don't worry about it. That's the top line of Mem Vav Amud Beis. Don't worry about it. There is no Bal Yerah Abay Matzah. Why not? Because it doesn't belong to me, Rashi says. The Lav Didehu. Once you Kari Shem Truma, once Kari Shem Chala, belongs to the Kohanim. So the Or Chodesh is bothered with the Kasha. So who does it belong to? It belongs to Shevet Kohuna. So they're Jewish. So Chem Tzal Shal Yisrael Acha B'Shus HaYisrael. If the Diuk and Rashi and the first parak is correct, only shall acherim shall akum. If the Pnei Yeshua and the Vilna Gaon, if they're all right, chemtza shall Yisrael achad b'shus ha'Yisrael this bal yerah abay matzah. So why does Rabbi Yeshua say lo zav chometz shemisar mala b'bal yerah abay matzah? True, the lab di dehu, but lachu shekor alav shem. It belongs to Shevet Kuhuna, so there should be bal yerah abay matzah. That's what the Or Chodesh asks. Hegdish means Hegdish. Here it's has Kedusha's Truma, but that's not called Hegdish. If a Kohen has Truma, he could be Mikadosh and Isha with the Truma. That's a Mishnah in the end of the second parak in Kedushin, because the Truma is Mamon Bailam. Maishisheni is a Machlekes, but a Mamon Gavaya, Mamon Bailam. We pass the Mamon Bailam. Maishisheni is like Hegdish. But Truma, you can't be Mikadosh and Isha. It's Mamon Bailam. Mamish is. So why should he say that it's not Bal Yerah Abay Matzah?
It's similar to like Hefker for a certain group.
That's what Rashi says. If you would have given it to a particular kohen, if you read the end, the last line of Rashi, the third line from the top of Mem Vav Amud Beis, you see that Rashi is saying the same. He's not contradicting. Rashi's saying, he's repeating over there the same as what he wrote in the first pair. If it would belong, if I already gave it to a particular kohen, then I would be in violation of Bal Yerah Abay Matzah. There is Bal Yerah Abay Matzah. But over here, v'lo shel chavercha, it doesn't belong to akate lemata liyat kohen. I didn't give it to a particular kohen yet. So who does it belong to? When you kore shem truma and you didn't give it to a particular kohen, so it belongs to the shevet kohuna. So who is the shevet kohuna? The shevet kohuna is a chal shem bailus. It's like a corporation. It's not a particular person. You don't say all the kohanim who are alive today are all shutfim. That's not a shutfis. It's a corporation. So the corporation of shevet kohuna is not muzar ambal yira by motze. So that's apparently what Rashi seems to hold. Chomet shal akom, a chomet shal hegdish, there's no bal yira by motze. The upshot of the story is if the chomet is owned by a bailim who's not muzar ambal yira by motze, the nochem are not muzar ambal yira by motze, and gavoya is not muzar ambal yira by motze, hegdish is not in violation. And shevet kohuna is not a shutva, shevet kohuna is a chal Hashem bailus, a corporation. Chal Hashem bailus. So that Chal Hashem Bailus is not Muzar and Bal Yira by Matzah. So that's the same heter as Shalacher and Mishal Gavoya. That's what Rab Soloveitchik said. Other Rabbi, see from the third line in Rashi there, that Rashi is not contradicting what he wrote earlier. Rashi is saying Lushitosa. Once he gave it to another coin, there would be Bal Yira by Matzah if it's a Ma'irish. It's Chemtzel Shalachel Acher. There is Bal Yira because the owner of the Chometz is Muzar and Bal Yira, the other coin. But if Kolzman, I didn't give it to a coin, it belongs to Shevet Kuna. The Shevet Kohuna is a Chal Hashem Bailus, a corporation, so they're not Muzar and Bal Yira. So those are the two opinions in the Yerushalmi that the Ramban quotes, this, the two brises that disagree with each other. What's the definition of Hefker? Hefker means ownerless, or Hefker means that it belongs to the Tzibur, that any member of the Tzibur has a right to take it. So that's a Diyun. What's the Pshat in Hefker? That's a big deal in an achrayim. What's a pshat and hefker? Well, it means ownerless. So then it has no hafkor. Chomet shel hefker has no hafkor. Or maybe that's another question. According to Rashi, chemtzel shel Yisrael achad, there is bal yirah by matzis. What does Rashi hold? In order to have bal yirah, the chomet has to be owned by a gavra who's a barochi, a bal yirah. Or if you have a mafkia, if chomet shel hefker b'shusi, there would be bal yirah by matzah. Only if it belongs to a bailim who is mufka from bal yirah by matzah, then the chomet doesn't have bal yirah. So there are two ways to word the Rashi. So that's the shot. It could well be that Rashi will disagree with Tosfos. It's not clear. What would Rashi say if you'll do like Tosfos? Instead of being mevatel the chomet, Rashi holds that bitla means I declare iskima daita the das haTorah. That's how the Ramban words it. Iskima daita the das haTorah. He's making a declaration. The Torah forbids me from eating and getting any pleasure, getting hanor from the chametz. Hereby declares ka'afra di'alma. I don't plan to eat it. I don't plan to get any benefit. So I fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisa. I'm mashbisit in my mind. That's how Rashi holds. So what if instead of doing that, he's going to say, harini mafkas kol chametz shali. Would Rashi agree with Tosfos that there's no bal yirah? So that doesn't really matter too much, but Rashi holds. The Ramban quotes, it's two Tanoim, two Brises that disagree with each other in Yerushalmi. It's Machlekes HaTanoim. So that's what the issue depends on. What's the Halacha of Shalacherim v'Shal Gavoyim? So we, when we are Mavat L'chametz, we say both Lashonis. We say, I consider it Ka'afra D'Almo, his Kima Daita the Dasatur, and then he says, I want it to be Hefker also. The Gemara says, after you finish the Bedikas Chometz, you have to be Mevatel the Chometz. Maybe you didn't find all the Chometz. Maybe there is some Chometz somewhere. So you better be Mevatel it. Once you Mevatel some, the rice of the Bittel be Alma Sagi. So the Gemara says, when do you have to do the Bittel? The Gemara says, you better do it right after the Bedikas Chometz. You're going to wait till tomorrow morning. So if you wait till after the Zman Iser Hano, then you're not a Bailam. Chometz Hatzos of Hano. After the Issa Hano, is Eina B'shusa Shaladam. That's a big machlokes in the Rishonim and in Achronim. What does that mean? Chometz Atzos Mano means that it's Eina Shalom? No, it is Shalom, but it's Eina B'shusa. So that's a big machlokes. The Tzois has a discussion. The Rishonim have a whole machlokes about it. Whether Isiri Hano are Eina Shalom or no, it is Shalom, but it's just Eina B'shusa. So the Gemara, whatever it is, but it's for sure, it's at least Eina B'shusa Shalom. So if you're going to wait till tomorrow morning after the Zman Issa Hano, you won't be able to be Mevatel Lechometz, because once it becomes Osmano Zaina Bishusai, and anything that's, even if it's, one should assume that it's Shali, Ve'ena Bishusi, but once Ve'ena Bishusi, I can't act as a Bailaman. The Gemara in Bava Kama has a Machlokes Hatanaim, and then the Gemara says it's a Machlokes Hamarai between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish, how to Paskin. And the Gemara says that in the overwhelming majority of the disagreements between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish, we always Paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, except for three cases, this is not one of the three. So we Paskin like Rabbi Yochanan that what? That if something is Shali, Ve'ena Bishusi, this is a begimen, my bailus. I'm not considered a full bailim, and I can't be mafkir, and I can't be magdashit, and I can't be maknet, and I can't be paid in the ma'aser sheni if it's ain't a bishusi, and I can't be mavat lechametz. If I'm going to wait till lechametz will become osa b'ano, even if one should usum yisirahano arshali, but it's ain't a bishusi, so I'm not a full bailim. That's the Gemara. Shnei dvar meinim bishusi shalom. So you can't be mavat lechametz. You have to be careful, you have to make sure. So the Gemara says, you mevat lechametz immediately following the bedikas chametz. And then the Rosh added on that a good idea, you should repeat the bitl again in the morning, but you can't wait till after it's asabano. B'shor shishis, it's already asabano midirabanon. So you have to be mevat lechametz before it becomes asabano. So let's go back again. When we declare bitl chametz, we want to satisfy both Rashi Shita and Tosfos Shita. So the way we usually say, Kol chamira chamira dika b'shusid chazit, lo chazit, lo b'yarte, libata v'lehevi hefker ka'afra di alma. So if we're going to first make it hefker, then it's not ours. If you first do it like that, you made it hefker, then it's mamish ain't a shaloi. The chametz, if you make it hefker first, ain't a shaloi. If it's ain't a shaloi, say not a balabas to declare. Rashi holds you have to do bitl, you have to declare is kima daita the das amakta. I mean, he's masking with what it says in the term. So you should really say libatol kafra de alma, libatol kafra de alma, and then you should say v'lehevi hefkim. It was by us, we have it blended in together. Libatol v'lehevi hefker kafra de alma. Well, you should really first say libatol kafra de alma, so you satisfy Rashi Shita. Then according to Tosfos, you've accomplished nothing by that. Then you say, "Velevi hefker should be hefker." The loshon kafra di alma doesn't fit in with hefker. Loshon kafra di alma fits in with libatel. As far as I'm concerned, it's like kafra di alma. It's osa b'achila, osa b'ano. It's kima daita the das ha-Torah. He's going to follow the laws of the Torah. He's not going to gain any benefit from. So that's an important machlekes. Rashi and Tosfos, what does the bitl mean? If a person doesn't understand Aramaic, he shouldn't say kol chamira in Aramaic. He doesn't understand. It's not a tefillah. It's not a tchina. Really, it's tamar problem. Yotzei, even if you do understand Aramaic, people that study Gemara know Aramaic. So even if you do understand Aramaic, the Mishnah Brura has a chiddush and Hilchas Kriyashma that there is a machlokes hatanaim and brachas. Can one fulfill Kriyashma in translation? If you have a literal translation, we just say over. We believe in monotheism. We believe in the mitzvah of tefillah shel yad and tefillah shel rosh and mezuzah. And we believe in loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you're not Yotze. You have to say literal translation of the Parsha Shema. So that's a Machlokes Hatanaim. Do you require Kriya Shema Kichsova? You have to say in the original Hebrew? Or are you in fulfillment of the mitzvah if you say in a translation, if it's an accurate literal translation? So the Mishnah Brura has. So we usually assume, the Askam of the later Achronim is, we usually assume that, let's say, Kriya Shema and other things like that, if you say it in Hebrew, you yotze even if you don't understand Hebrew. But if you say it in translation, you're only yotze if you understand that translation. Just like Megillah. If you read the Megillah in Hebrew, you yotze even if you don't understand Hebrew. By Karimosa, Legiftim, Legiftis, Levonis, Levonim, and so on. If a person understands another translation, so then he's yotze if the Megillah is written in that translation. Only those who understand. So the Mishnah Brura writes a chiddush. Let's say a person is in America and he speaks French. He's from France. He knows how to speak French. Or he speaks Yiddish. He knows how to talk Yiddish. He learns in yeshiva. But Yiddish is not the Sfas HaMedina. French is clearly not the Sfas HaMedina. There are a couple of Frenchies here and there who speak French. So the Mishnah Brura understands that Yiyotze Kriya Shema B'chol Loshon, if that's the Sfas HaMedina. If it's not the Sfas HaMedina, even if you understand that, you're not Yiyotze. That doesn't count. So that's the question. When you declare kol chamira v'chamira dike b'shusi de lo chazit de lo biarte, that's not Hebrew. That's Aramaic. So he's speaking Aramaic. Aramaic is not the Sfas HaMedino. That's not the common language here in America. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, it's gibberish. It's as if you didn't say anything. If you speak in Hebrew, it's an international language. Even if it's not the Sfas HaMedino, even if you don't understand, as long as you know what it's supposed to say. And if you speak in any other language other than Hebrew, number one, you have to understand it, and number two, it has to be the Sfas HaMedino. So that's the shot. And when you make an Erev Tavshilin also, we say, you're saying everything in Aramaic. Aramaic is not the Sfas HaMedino. So how will you yotze? So somehow that Erev Tavshilin, the Amir is not Miyakib. That's a machlokes. If Amir is not Miyakib, so shite, no problem. But some Achrenim hold the Amir is Miyakib by Erev Tavshilin. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, what kind of an Amir is that? Everybody's printed in all the Sidurim. Bahadene Ruva is printed in Aramaic. Aramaic is not the Sfas HaMedina in America. Also, problem. Also in Aramaic. Also in Aramaic. Rabbi Breuer used to be makbet to say it in German. He said, this is also a Pella. This is Nicha in Germany. This is Nicha when he moved into Washington Heights. Washington Heights, they all spoke German. But now, the Sfas HaMedina is not German. Sfas HaMedina is English. Hardly anybody speaks German now. Just because you speak German, that wouldn't be good. According to that Mishnah Berurah, wouldn't be acceptable. So maybe we don't accept the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Maybe we should not accept the Mishnah Berurah. The story goes that Rabbi Hutton traveled specially to the Chafetz Chaim to argue with him on this. He didn't like that Chiddush in the Mishnah Berurah. That if you recite Kriya Shema in French and you live in Poland, that you're not Yotzei because it's not the Sfas HaMedina. So he thought that it wasn't correct. Mishnah Berurah writes it on his own, as a Chiddush on his own. One of the Rishonim says like that, the Chiddush HaRan HaMasech HaShabbos, writes like that, interprets the Gemara in Kiddushin like that, V'Yehuda HaViruba D'Alma, he interprets like that, that whenever you're speaking in a foreign language and it's not the Sfas HaMedina, so that's considered gibberish. Even though you understand what you're saying, that doesn't count. So that's a Shaila. So that's the issue over here. When you say the bitl chametz, if you're going to first say kol chamir dika b'shusi livatel, you didn't say livatel kafir da, you said lehevi hefker, and then you say kafir d'alma. So once you mafker it, it's not yours. And then you say kafir d'alma, then you're trying to satisfy Rashi Shita. Once you mafker it, so it's already not yours. So you can't make a declaration of bitl on it. So more correct l'chor should be, you should say livatel kafir d'alma, and then to say lehevi hefker, to satisfy Tosis' opinion. Yeah, what's the story with the Bedikas Chametz? Bedikas Chametz is a mitzvah in a Torah, a mitzvah in the Rabbanon. So the Gemara says Bedike is only in the Rabbanon because Midaraisa Bebitel Bialma Sagi. That's the Gemara on Dalar on the base, 10 lines from the top. Kivin the Bedikas Chametz from the Rabbanon, Midaraisa Bebitel Bialma Sagi, Hemnu Rabbanon with the Rabbanon. We have Kulas and Bedikas Chametz. Because the whole Bedikas Chametz is only Midi Rabbanim. So some Rishonim Amadaik from the Loshon HaGemara, this Namachlegs, the Mechaba and the Ramah, had a Pasuk, and the Ramah goes with this, that Bedikas Chametz is only the Rabbanon if you already were Mevatlet. If you were not Mevatlet in advance, then the Bedika would be Menatur. How can the Bedika be Menatur? Where does it say in Chumash? That you have to be Bedik the Chametz. So the Ran on the Rif explains, on the first page in the Rif, the Ran explains that you have a mitzvah over here of Tashbisu. We have such a similar din of Tashbisu by Avodah Zarah. Ibarat ha-mashmama shaber t'shaber matzei v'aseyem asher hem t'sufim v'eshem silah hem t'gadeyon. You have to destroy all the Avodah Zarahs. And then the Gemara comments in Maseches Avodah on the Pasuk, Abeiti Abdun. It's in Parshas Re'ei. Abeiti Abdun as kolam kamas v'shoavdu sham agayim v'salahem alaharim. So why does it say Abeiti Abdun? So the Gemara says, there are certain mitzvahs that are agricultural mitzvahs that only apply in Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvahs of Tlis Bar. Then you have other mitzvahs that are called Chayv Saguf, Tzitzis and Tefillin and Kriya Shema and Shabbos and Kashmas. That applies all over the world. Here there's a mitzvah, has to do with Avodah Zarah, to destroy Avodah Zarah. It's a Chayv Saguf, it's not an agricultural mitzvah. And nonetheless, the Gemara reads the Psukim that in Eretz Yisrael the mitzvah is a little different from a Chutz Lartz. In Eretz Yisrael there's a din, Abed Vachakachti Abdun. First, you have to destroy all the Avodah Zarah that's in an obvious location. And then, Abed v'achakachti abdun, tzorach l'sharish achreho. You have to search for the Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael to see if you can find any more Avodah Zarah in order to destroy that. In Chutz Lartz, you're not mechuyev. Ain't tzorach l'sharish achreho. if I buy an apartment in America and I find a pestle, I find a totem pole, I find an Avodah Zarah in the apartment, so it's Birshu Sis, I have an obligation to destroy. Now I'm going to go search the, maybe on the Indian reservations, maybe they have some more Avodah Zarah. I'm not going to go look. Well, I have Avodah Zarah, that's Tachas Rishusi, so I have to destroy. And in Eretz Yisrael we say, Abeit Yabdun, Abeit Vachakach Yabdun, Be'eretz Yisrael, Tzorach L'Shar V'Shachreu. So that's what the Ran points out. You see that the mitzvah of Biur, the Rif is page Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara begins with Daf Beis, and the Rif always begins with Daf Aleph. So the Ran on the first Daf has it. By Biur Avodah Zarah, sometimes Bedike is the beginning of the mitzvah of Biur, Tzorach L'Shar V'Shachreu. So it's possible to carry over such an idea to Tashbisu also. Some, a group of Rishonim hold, Bedikas Chometz is the Rabbanon if he already was Mevatel, the Midaraisa Bebitel B'yal Mesagale, if he already was Mevatel, then the Bedikas only with the Rabbanon. If he was not Mevatel, then there's a group of Rishonim, and there are more Paschans like this who insist that then the Bedikas would be Minatur. Kozman, you weren't Mevatel, Bedikas is a chelik of the mitzvah Minatur. What's the mitzvah Minatur? The mitzvah of Tashbisu, Tzorach L'Shar V'Shachreu. You have to search for the chametz in order to destroy it. You have to look to see, is there any chametz? There's such a parallel. There's a chiyuv tshuva all year long. The shavtar Hashem alakecha, there's an obligation to do tshuva all year long. The Rabbeinu Yerner writes in the Shari Tshuva that there's an added chiyuv tshuva on Yom Kippur. Ki bo yom zeh chapelechem tareschem mekoch atasechem. Lefnei Hashem t'toru is a tzivu. You should purify yourselves on Yom Kippur. So what's an added mitzvah of tshuva and Yom Kippur? Every day of the year there's a chiv tshuva. So manishtana hayom hazeh mikol hayomim. What's added on Yom Kippur? So Rav Soloveitchik suggested maybe along these lines. Maybe it says in Parshas Vayikra that one is obligated to bring a korban chatos only after yediyah sachet. Ohoydeh lov chatos ha-shechotu aleho. Once there's yediyah sachet, then the person is obligated to bring a korban chatos. Mechuyif to do tshuva. Because man does not yediyah sachet, he's not mechuyif to do tshuva, he's not mechuyif to bring a korban chatos. There's such a tosfos, Rabbi Chana Basman points out, there's a tosfos in Shavuos Daf Dalet. But tosfos says, what if on Mitzvah Shabbos the person has a very uneasy feeling, he thinks he's not learned, he thinks maybe he was Mechal Shabbos. He designates a korban chatos, just in case he was Mechal Shabbos, but he has no idea what he did. Then he learns and he learns and he learns. Turns out, he did some malacha or another that he never knew was awesome. And he brings the korban to the Beis HaMikdash. So Tosfos says it's chulin bazar, because at the time that he was magdashid, he still didn't have the yediyah sachet. And when he brings it to the Beis HaMikdash, he didn't do a second hagdasha. He wasn't even magdash b'moyach. He wasn't even magdash b'leiv. Tosfos says he learned from the pasuk, "Hoyd olav chatos ha-shechato aleho, ha-shechato bo." You have to have yediyah sachet. That's mechayiv you to do tshuva, and that's mechayiv you to bring the korban chatos. Kozman, there's no yediyah sachet, and mamish, there's no chiyuv tshuva, there's no chiyuv chatos. That's how it says in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say the doctor just left the hospital, and he knows that Pliny passed away, and he's going to a wedding tonight. He can pick up Pliny's son and take him to the wedding and dance with him. And there's no violation of Lifniva the Sita Mishal. It may be stupid on his part. The guy will never forgive him. Why don't you tell me that my father died? He may be angry at him. But that's a different question. But strictly speaking, it says in Shulchan Aruch, there's no Lifniva, because before you have Yediyas HaMisa, the Gemara talks about Shmo Kroiva or Shmo Rechoika. Did the relatives find that within 30 days that their relative died, or after 30 days? But Tzadah Shavah Shabam, you see from the Gemara that the Shmo is Mechayiv you. When the person becomes aware that the relative died. Kozman, he's not aware the relative died, the whole Chiyuv Aveiros doesn't get off the ground at all. There are certain mitzvahs, certain Aveiros, where Yediyah is a condition in the mitzvah. Kozman, there's no Yediyah Samisa, so there's no Chiyuv Aveiros at all. So here also, Kozman, there's no Yediyah Saveira, there's no Chiyuv to do tshuva. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested, maybe this is what the Rabbeinu Yonah is driving at. That all year long, one is obligated to do tshuva if he knows that he did an avera. And on Yom Kippur, a person is mechuyev to be boidik, is to think over all year long, what did I do? Maybe there are some averas. All year long, there's only a chiyuv tshuva if there is yediyah sachet. If you're aware that you did an avera, then you have to do tshuva. If you're not aware, so you're not mechayiv to do tshuva. Maybe on Yom Kippur, there's an added chiyuv, like bedikas chometz, or like tzorach l'sharash acharei by biurav with Zohar and Eretz Yisrael. So maybe that's what's added on Yom Kippur. Maybe. When we perform the bedikas chometz,
that Eov would bring
karbanos
for his children just in case they had done a
berach? Yeah. He didn't bring achatos, though. You only bring achatos if you know for sure that you violated the nisa kores, b'shoge. He brought shlomim, oilot, whatever, karbanos as a kapara, but he did. You can't bring achatos. Yeah, that's correct. That's what it says. Mm-hmm. When we perform bedikas chametz, the Gemara says we recite the bracha, and the Gemara has the whole discussion on Dav Zayin. Kol haMitzvos kulam mevarech aleihem or v'lasiyasa mayim mevarech. Do you say al bir chametz or do you say liva er chametz? But we come to the conclusion we recite the bracha al bir chametz. Yeah, it's interesting. We only recite the bracha when we're about to fulfill a mitzvah saseh. When a person shaves with an electric shaver, in order not to violate the iser of giluach pas hazakam pas haroish, or a person eats kosher food in order not to violate the avera of eating non-kosher food, see, or he checks for shatnas in order not to violate the avera is wearing shatnas, he doesn't say bracha shekusham hasana shalolil b'shatnas. The Rosh postulates the klal in the beginning of Ksuba, you only recite a birchas hamitzvah when you're about to perform, a mitzvah saseh. When you're about to do something in order to avoid violation of a loy saseh, you salt the flesh. The Torah says you don't say a bracha when you salt the flesh. Salting with leaves just in order to remove the dam. You don't want to violate the Issa dam. Or you remove the Gilanosha and you remove the Chelav. You do Nikra Gid Vachelav. You don't say a bracha when you do Nikra Gid Vachelav. You're not performing a mitzvah. You're just protecting yourself that you shouldn't violate an Avera of eating Gid Hanosha or of eating Chelav. So why is over here on Pesach? Why do you say Hashem Hashem Hassan al Bir Chometz? What? Tashbisu is a mitzvah or Tashbisu is an iser? Which is it? Tashbisu is written Baloshin Achba Yamarishin. The Gemara says Yamarishin does mean the first day. Pesach means the day prior to Pesach, Erev Pesach. Achba Yamarishin Tashbisu. So it's written Baloshin Mitzvah Saseh. We have every so often a pasuk that's written as if it were a mitzvah saseh, but we assume it's only an iser saseh. Take for example, Kol Tzipor Tahara Tachelu. Like a mitzvah once a day, every day, to eat some kosher chicken. And if a person wants to be a vegetarian, doesn't enjoy chicken, he only enjoys meat, so he's mavatla mitzvah, kol tzipor Torah tachelu. No, the Rambam counts it as a mitzvah. So it doesn't mean a mitzvah saseh to eat chicken once a day, every day. It's an iser saseh. If you eat a non-kosher bird, then you'll be on violation. So that's the shaila over here. What's the story with Tashbisu? Ach b'yom rishon tashbisu is a mitzvah saseh, or is it an iser saseh? It's an iser saseh not to eat chametz on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, or is it a mitzvah saseh to destroy the chametz on Erev Pesach? So Tosfos points out on Chof Chesam Beis, the top Tosfos, that for sure there is an iser saseh. The Gemara has a machlokes between there, Chof Chesam and Aleph, the bottom of Chof Chesam and Aleph, going over the Chof Chesam Beis. The Gemara says the three psukim that say the exact same thing. The three psukim say not to eat chametz. So what do you need three psukim to say the same thing? So Rabbi Yehuda says, one pasuk goes, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. How does Rabbi Yehuda develop his opinion? Tolosa Kroik Sivi. That's 13 lines from the top of Chof Chesam Beis. 15 lines from the top. So the Gemara says there are three psukim not to eat chametz. And one pasuk goes on Pesach, one pasuk goes on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, there's a lav. And the third pasuk goes on chametz she'over olav haPesach, that according to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, that's an Issa Derais. And we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda regarding chametz she'over olav haPesach. We assume that it's only a penalty mederabbanan because he violated by Rabbi Matzah. It's not an Issa Derais. So Reb Shimon, who disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, Reb Shimon Baichoy, disagrees with the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, so he says the Issa chametz only on Pesach. Chametz shavala Pesach is only a penalty with the Rabbanan. And chametz after Chatzos is also not, there is no lav on it. So Tosfos says, so it's mutter to eat chametz or Pesach in the afternoon. So why did they machmer an hour before Chatzos, 2 hours before Chatzos? Why so many chumers if the Issa chametz only begins balayla, belel Pesach? So the top Tosfos on Chof Chesam and Beis says, no, The machlekes of Yehuda Reb Shimon only is there a loisa ase if a person eats chametz erev Pesach after chatzos. There certainly is an iser ase. V'nira denafkalei mitashbisu miachilek tashbisu shalok aderech hanor da'ino achila. That you're not allowed to eat chametz erev Pesach in the afternoon. That's for sure an iser derais. That's what Tosfos said. Everybody agrees that ach b'yom rishon tashbisu achilek is split the day in half. That after chatzos there certainly is an iser ase. So tashbisu for sure is an Isar Aseh l'chol ha'deis. The machlekes of Yehuda Reb Shimon is, in addition to being an Isar Aseh, is there also an Isar Lav? So if you eat the chametz erev Pesach in the afternoon, you get Malkus or not? The Rambam split the Psak, that's the Peladik Rambam. The Rambam says, erev Pesach in the afternoon, halacha k'Rav Yehuda, that this is an Isar Lav. Chametz Shavar La Pesach is only an Isar Rabbanan. So that's the Ravid and the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvah is the Loi Kaman. There is no Tana like that. There was the machlekes of Yehuda Reb Shimon. Reb Yehuda holds the tlosek kreik siva, the three psukim. One pasuk goes chametz bit Pesach, one pasuk goes on chametz be'erev Pesach after chatzos. There's a lav, and the third pasuk goes on chametz over all of haPesach. And according to Reb Yehuda, it's an iser deraisa. So if we clearly don't pass like Reb Yehuda regarding chametz over all of haPesach. That's only the Rabbanon, so we should have assumed that chametz be'erev Pesach after chatzos is also only an iser asei, like Reb Shimon. Shouldn't be an iser lav. So where did the Rambam come off to paskan like that? That on erev Pesach after chatzos there is a lav, and chametz shavu haPesach is only the Rabbanon. So it's a strange Rambam. So good to kashin. How did the Rambam decide to split the psak? But that's clear. We assume like that Tosfos that tashbisu implies an iser asei. Does tashbisu only imply an iser asei? Does it contain also a kiyum asei? So the Minchas Chinuch wants to say a whole shtickle Torah that this should depend whether you hold like Reb Yehuda or hold like the Rabbanan. If you hold like Reb Yehuda, that aim your chometz ele b'sreifa, so the Torah tells you a specific way how to destroy the chometz. So it's telling you that there is a kiyum mitzvah of tashbisu. You have to destroy the chometz in this specific fashion, dafka al yedei, aim your chometz ele b'sreifa, by burning it. Mashiach can according to the Chachamim, hold hash b'sasa b'chol dover, so he suggests maybe according to the Rabbanon, it's only an iser asei. Maybe there's no kiyum asei at all. That's very difficult. If it's no kiyum asei, what are you saying? Abroch al bir chometz? What? Because it's a mitzvah mid the Rabbanon. What they invented from thin air, a mitzvah mid the Rabbanon, b'dikas chometz? No, the mitzvah mid the Rabbanon is an extension of the mitzvah min haTorah. There is a mitzvah min haTorah, but yom harishon means erev Pesach tashbisu. There's a mitzvah to destroy chometz. So the Menachas Chinuch writes a little humorous line. He says, if you don't have any chametz in your possession, maybe you have to go buy a little chametz at Rav Pesach in the morning in order to have what to burn, in order to have what to destroy. So the Pashta says it's not that kind of a mitzvah. Let's say, when I got married 45 years ago, so my wife had a baby girl. So I should divorce my wife and marry another wife in order to have a baby boy first. My second wife is going to have a baby girl also. I'll divorce her, keep on trying, till I get. And I'm chuyim pidyon aben. Pidyon aben, the Rambam calls pidyon aben as a mitzvah harushus. The Rambam has a terminology in the end of Hilchos Mar Mitzvah harushus means a conditional mitzvah. If your first baby is a girl, then you're not chuyim pidyon. If your first baby is a boy, then you're chuyim pidyon aben. If you sleep in the park, there's no mitzvah mezuzah. If you live in a house, then there's a if and when. If you live in a house, then there's a chiyuv to have a mezuzah. So here also the Pashta says, no one would say there's a mitzvah to go buy chametz on Erev Pesach in the morning in order to have what to destroy. Means if you have chametz in your possession, then the mitzvah of tashbisa. If you don't possess any chametz, you're not mechuyev to go out of your way. That's all Pi Pashta. So the Minchas Chinuch wants to say, if you all like Reb Yehuda, that ain't be a chametz ele b'sreifa, so clearly tashbisu is a mitzvah saseh, a kiyum mitzvah. It's clearly an Iser Aseh, that's what Tosfos points out, Chof Chesam and Beis. And in addition to being an Iser Aseh, it's also Kiyum Aseh. But if you all like the Chachamim de Rabbi Yehuda, that Hash B'sasa B'chol Dabar, there's no specific way how to destroy the Chometz, then Minchas Chinuch wants to say that it's only an Iser Aseh. It's not a Kiyum Aseh at all. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that was difficult. Here you have the Gemara says, you say a bracha. Because Bidike is either the Tchilos HaMitzvah mid the Rabbanon or possibly the Tchilos HaMitzvah min haTorah of Tashbisu. Maybe it's mid the Rabbanon, maybe min haTorah, whatever the Machlokes and Mechaber and the Ramah, where the whole Bidike, if you weren't mevatel chametz, but the bedikah is a mitzvah and atar mitzvah in the rabbanim. But clearly, bedikah is the beginning of that mitzvah of tashbisa. So you see, it's a kiyum asay. It's only an isar asay. Since when do you say a bracha when you're about to do something to avoid violation of an avera? That's al pi pashtus why the Gemara says if you leave your house within 30 days prior to Pesach. Since Shalom Adosh Milchus HaPesach Lamed Yom Kodem HaPesach Achleg Zatanim with Lamed Yom Eshtei Shabbos and we Paskan Lamed Yom, he's supposed to start thinking about the Pesach a month before. Same thing Sukkah, same thing Rosh Hashanah. Every time there's a mitzvah, bom, zman, zman, you have to start thinking about it 30 days before. So that's why the Gemara set up the din that if you're leaving your house 30 days before Pesach, you're mechuyev to do Bedikas Chametz. Not Gemara, that if you leave a house within 30 days before Pesach, you have to do Bedikas Chametz. And the Miri quotes the Machlekes of the Rishonim, whether you say a bracha or not. So in Shulchan Aruch, there are more Paskins like the opinion, you don't say a bracha. How come you don't say a bracha? So the Pashtus in the Ramah is the following. If you're doing Bedikah before Thursday night, Bedikah Mukdemes, that's only in order to avoid violation of Bal Yerah by Matzah. You can't say you're in fulfillment of the mitzvah. Mitzvah is only by Yom HaRishon. Mitzvah is only on Erev Pesach. Or if Erev Pesach Chali is B'Shabbos, and the Rabbanon they changed it. And the Rabbanon they said the mitzvah is Leil Yud Gimel. Okay, but if it's not Erev Pesach Chali is B'Shabbos, so the mitzvah min HaTorah is by Yom HaRishon on Yud Dalet in the morning. And the Rabbanon they moved up the mitzvah. They said, either Menator, the Rabbana, Bedikah is the beginning of the mitzvah, and they said, the mitzvah begins, Leil Yud Dalet. So if you're doing the Bedikah, which is the Tchilas HaBiyor, either Menator, the Rabbana, if you do the Bedikah on Yud Dalet, so then you say, Brocha, you're a Mekayim the mitzvah. If you do the Bedikah Mukdemes prior to Yud Dalet, then the Bedikah is only to avoid violation of Bal Yerah by Matzah. You can't say he's in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Tashbisu, he's doing it on the wrong day. The mitzvah of Tashbisu is only Ach B'yam Rishon Tashbisu, on Yud Dalet. So that's why we paskin like that opinion that no bracha is recited. Whenever you do a bedikah mukdemes, you don't recite a bracha. There is a machlekes harishonim regarding one who's in avelos. There's always people dying every day who never died before. So every yontif there's a din. Whoever began Shiva, so the Yontav canceled Shiva. Whoever already finished Shiva, and they began Shloshim, so the Yontav canceled Shloshim. So the question is, which Yontav is Mevatel? So Taisus and Zvachim Dav Kuf is of the opinion, when Pesach enters, the Pesach canceled. Yontav Pesach canceled Shiva and canceled Shloshim. The Arzarua disagrees with Taisus and holds that Erev Pesach in the afternoon is also a Yontav. So usually when there's a Machlekes, Tosus and those are Ruah, we would usually hold like Tosus. But when it comes to Hilchos Avelos, it's Alachik de Ramekel Ba'ovel. So there are more Paskins in the end of Yeredeya that if one is observing Shiva, observing Shloshim, when it comes Erev Pesach at Chatzos, so that terminates the Shiva, terminates the Shloshim. Because that's already the beginning of Yontav. Which Yontav is it? So the Bi'ur Agro points out there, based on the Psukim in Parshas. Parshas Emor, that what we call the Yontav of Pesach is really not accurate. That's the Yontav of Chag HaMatzis. And Erev Pesach in the afternoon, that's the Yontav of Pesach. That's Chag HaPesach. Chag HaPesach is Erev Pesach after Chatzos, is the Yontav of Hakrovas Korban Pesach. And what we call Pesach is really the Yontav of Achilos Matzis, Chag HaMatzis. So since the Psukim put it all together, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and then it sticks in there, Chag HaPesach, Erev Pesach after Chatzos, so just like Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Pesach Shavuot Sukkos on Mevat Lavelos, so Erev Pesach, the Yontav Pesach is also Mevat Lavelos. So that's our practice, that's Ashkenazim, follow the Ramah, follow this Orzaruah, the Erev Pesach at Chatzos cancels the Avelos. If the reverse, let's say Akiver is Meso, if there's a funeral, Erev Pesach after Chatzos, so if you're going to follow the Balei HaTosfos, it's like a Kovos Mesa Beregel. So you're not allowed to observe Avelos, then you have to wait till after Yontav is all over, then you have to observe the whole Shiva. So there we would probably say, that's the common practice, probably say the reverse. Halach Gedev HaMekel Ba'ovel, he should observe Avelos and Erev Pesach, so Yontav will cancel the Avelos. So we go Lekula in both directions. You go lekula in both directions. If the avelus already began before chatzos, so chatzos cancels it. And if he's kaveris meisa there at Pesach after chatzos, we don't treat it like a yontif. We say he should observe avelus b'miktzas on erev Pesach after chatzos. So yontif Pesach will cancel the remainder of the avelus. We have in Chumash the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. It's recorded in two different parshios. You have it in Parshas Amor, then you have it in Parshas Re'eh. In one place it says that you count Chamishim Yom, you count the days. The other place it says you count Shiva Shavuos, Tispaloch, you count weeks. So the Gemara poses this as a contradiction. Which is it? Do you count the days or do you count the weeks? So the Gemara comes up with the answer, Mitzvah Lemim Neyomi, or Mitzvah Lemim Neshavui. They're both. There is a machlokes Rishonim about these two distinct mitzvahs. Some Rishonim hold the two different mitzvahs. And Bizman Sheh Beis HaMikdash Kayim, they used to taka say two different brachas, Al Sfiras Yimei HaOmer, Al Sfiras Shavuos HaOmer. And the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs makes fun of that. He says that's ridiculous. Even though it's mitzvah, even though the Lashon HaGemara, mitzvah Lemim Neyom, mitzvah Lemim Neshavu, it sounds like it's two different mitzvahs. Rambam says not so. It's all part of one big mitzvah. Yeah, what's the story with Sfiras HaOmer Bizman HaZeh? What do you mean Bizman HaZeh? Bizman HaZeh we're mechuyev to observe all the mitzvahs just like in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. What changed? So the question is, what changed? The pasuk says, "We should svart b'lechem yom haviyachem esayim atnufa." From the day on which you actually bring the korban mincha esayim, the first day chalamayt Pesach. So the Gemara has in Menachos, the Gemara has one opinion on Samach Vav and Menav. One Amora says clearly that Sfiras HaOmer Bizman HaZeh is only the Rabbanon. It's not the Raisa because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash and we don't have an obligation to bring Mincha Saima. The question is, maybe the Gemara backed out from that. So Taisus assumes the Gemara never backed out. That's the Maskanas HaDvarim. That Sfiras HaOmer Bizman HaZeh is only the Rabbanon. And that's the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. We follow that Taisus is Sfiras HaOmer Bizman HaZeh is only the Rabbanon. And the Rambam never breathes a word that anything changed. And the Goinim also, in the literature of the Goinim, nobody mentions that Sfiras HaOmer Bizman HaZeh is only the Rabbanon. Apparently they understood that the Maskanas HaGemara is that they backed out from that. The first Amora and the Gemara thought Sfiras HaOmer Bizman HaZeh is only the Rabbanon. Then the Gemara backed out that it's not so, that it's their Raisa. There is a compromise Shita that part of the Sfira today, one is their Raisa, one is the Rabbanon. There is such a sheet in Rishonim. The Pashta is the way it's assumed in Shulchan Aruch is that the whole sphere of Sa'im and Bizman is as only the Rabbanon. That's the sheet of Bali HaTosfos. Things the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that it says, Miyam HaVeyachem Sa'im HaTnufa, where does it say that? Tzvatachem Machnam Yom. Sheva Shabbos Mimtah Machnam. Tishpur Chamishim Yom. That's by the counting of the Yomim, Tishpur Chamishim Yom. The Chamishim Yom says in connection with Yom HaVeyachem HaSayim HaTum. But the other parsha in Re'eh, Shiva Shavuos Tisbeloch Me'achal Chemesh Bakom HaToch Lisbo Shiva Shavuos, there it doesn't say anything about Mincha Sa'imer. So counting the weeks would be the Raisa, counting the days would only be the Rabbana. He said that's why the Rabbi Nechum says, that's why Bizman HaZeh, you don't say two brachas. Bizman Sheh Beis HaMikdash HaYikayim, it was taka two distinct bracha, two distinct mitzvahs, mitzvah Lemim Neyomi, mitzvah Lemim Neshavui, and they were taka say two different brachas. But Bizman HaZeh, since the counting of the weeks is the Raisa, counting of the days is only the Rabbanon, so that's why today you only say one bracha. That's how the Rabbeinu Yeruchim had a girsa in the Gemara. We don't have that girsa in the Gemara.
You said that you should burn the chametz if you sell the chametz, you should burn the
rest afterwards. The Pashto says you should save the chametz to burn after the rabbi sells the chametz. So you're burning the last bit. The Pashto should be like that. You should burn the last bit of chametz that you have. Yeah. So we have the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. Yeah. We recite the bracha before we count Sfiras HaOmer. Even though Sfiras HaOmer is Zman HaZeh, only the Rabbanon, we recite a bracha before we perform mitzvahs the Rabbanon as well. In Shulchan Aruch they have a statement from the Rav Yor, which is very strange. Rav Yor has a shaila. What if a person recited the bracha Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvos HaOmer, Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvos HaTzivon al Sfiras HaOmer, and he thought he was going to count 17. And then it turned out he made a mistake, he was supposed to count 18. So the din is that you count 18. So the Rav Yoh raises an issue that there is a Gemara at the end of the first Perek in Brochus, where the Gemara has a suffix. What's the din? Pasach adaita de chamra v'siyim b'dishichra. He thought that this is a cup of wine, and he starts off saying the bracha, Baruch atu Hashem elkeinu melech ha'olam, thinking that he's going to finish off Bar Pi Hagafen. Then he realizes that it's beer, it's shichra, it's not wine. And if he'll conclude the bracha the way he planned to, Bar Pi Hagafen, he won't be yotze. He said Bar Pi Hagafen on beer, he's not yotze. So he corrects himself in the middle of the bracha, and he says Sha'akal ni b'dvar. So the text of the bracha was perfect, but the Kavanah Sagavim, when he said the Shema Malchus, Baruch Atah Hashem, Alkeinu Melech Ha'olam, he thought that he's going to finish off by saying Baruch Pi Hagafen, which would have ruined the whole thing. He wouldn't have been Yotz. So that's how Rashi and Tosis learned the Gemara. The Ramban has a totally different shot. That's how Rashi and Tosis learned the Gemara, that this was an Ibayi Deleif Shita in the Gemara. How do you paskin if you have a Sveika Dedina? So we paskin Safik Brachas Lahakal. Tosis quotes the riff there. Tosis doesn't agree, but Tosis quotes the riff. That's how we paskin Safik Brachas Lahakal. If he started up, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Adaita Tandov, Bar Pi Hagafen, thinking that you have wine, then it turns out you realize that it's beer and you end off shakal. So misafik we paskin that you yotz. Why do we say safik brachas la'akal? Because brachas are only the rabbanon. What if you would have a safik regarding birchas hamazon in a case where a person ate kidei sviya and his obligation to bench is a chiyav deraisa? Then we would say safik deraisa l'chum. You only say safik brachas la'akal when the bracha is only with the rabbanon. If the bracha would be deraisa, then we would have to go l'chumr. So the Rav Yoh relates that he by the life shita to this case. The fellow started off by saying the bracha al sfir saimer, planning to count 17. Then as he's finishing the bracha, he realizes that the chazan and shul is saying 18, and everybody's saying 18, so he says 18 also. He forgot already that last night he said 17, tonight he's supposed to say 18. So the Rav Yoh raises an issue. Since he had the wrong kavana when he said the bracha, so maybe he shouldn't be yotzei. So he says, "Bizman shebeis hamigdush oyekayim and sfiras haimer was a din deraisa, we would have taka said you're not yotzei, because safik deraisa lechumra. But since sfiras haimer bizman is there, is only the rabbanon, so therefore we're mekel. Because he says safik brachas lehokel. And that case of pasach adaita dechamra is seen by the shichur. So the Vilna Goyen is bothered with the kash and the beer agron shulchan aruch. What has it got to do with the case in the Gemara? The bracha is the same, whether you're counting 17, 18, 19. Bracha is always the same. Asher kashan sasano, al-sfir ha-saymetz. The bracha is exactly the same. You thought that the way to fulfill the mitzvah is by counting 17. They corrected you. You got to count 18. How is this the same as the case in the Gemara? At the end of the first perek in Brachas and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, where he said the Shem Hashem, al-keinu melech ha-olam, intending to end off Baruch Pi Hagafen, which would have been an incorrect ending. The Nusach HaBrocha would have been wrong. Over here, the Brocha is the same every day anyway. So the Vilna Goyen asked the Kasha, and he answers that it's the Rav Yoh L'shitasai. The Rav Yoh is quoted by the Mordechai as saying that when you count Sviras HaOmer, you have to count in the form of a Brocha. You have to say, L'keinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kedushanu B'Mitzvos V'Tzivanu Al Sviras HaOmer Sheh HaYoim Shmeinu Asa Yomim LaOmer. Has to be one long sentence, and you say Amen after the end. If I hear somebody else say the bracha, I don't say Amen after Al Sfira Saima Amen Hayoim, 18 days in the sphere. It's one long sentence, and you say Amen at the end. The mitzvah is supposed to be fulfilled in the form of reciting a bracha. We have certain mitzvahs that we fulfill in the form of a bracha. Kiddush and Birchas Hamazon, Abdullah, we fulfill a mitzvah in the form of reciting a bracha. So Sfira Saima is also such a mitzvah. You're supposed to fulfill a mitzvah by saying the Sfira in the form of a bracha. So this is Mamish Pasach B'dechamer V'Sim B'deshichro. He started off the bracha planning to end off the bracha with 17. And then he realizes if he'll end off the bracha with 17 and everybody will say Amen, he won't be Yotze. That's incorrect. He has to end off with 18. So Mamish, he thought he's going to count something else, means he thought it would have ended the bracha differently. We don't follow that, Rav Yoh. We say Amen after Al Sfira Saima, then we say Hayom Yamecha Baimer. Hayom today is 17, 18 days in the Sfira. We don't follow that, Rav Yoh. But that's what it's based on. Taisus in Megillah quotes the opinion of the Halachas Gedolos that if you missed one day in the Sfira, so you're not, so you can't continue to count. Why not? It's based on the pasuk Sheva Shabbos has Tmimis Tiyana. Tmimus means you have to count every single day, and if you miss the day, you can't count. So Tosis says it's a pella. The Gemara says a different understanding of the word Tmimus. Where it says Tmimus implies you have to count by Laila as opposed to by Yom. If you count by Yom, so you didn't count the whole day. It was not included, only the day part of the day. The whole night, you're missing more than 12 hours in the Sphira. So the Gemara has a different drosh on Tmimus. How can the Bahag make up his own drosh? But out of respect for the Bahag, so we are choishish for his opinion. So it, since the Bahag holds that if you miss the day, you blew it, you don't fulfill, you can't fulfill a mitzvah sphere, so out of respect for the Bahag, we would continue counting because we hold he's really wrong, but we wouldn't say the bracha. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. There's another machlekes harishonim. The Gemara learned that from the word tmimos, that the sphere should really be balayla, not bayom. Because we're going to only count bayom, Svart Melachem has said, Tisperu Chamishim Yom. So it sounds like you count only bayom and not balayla. But since the pasuk says tmimos, so tmimos means every day should, the whole day should be included in the sphere, so you should count as early as possible. So you should count at the beginning of the day, the hainu, the night time. So what if a person didn't count balayla? Is that Miyakeh B'dieved? What if he counts by Yom? Can he say Bracha or not? Is he Yotzeh Sfiras Omer? So Tosis has the whole Machlokes about that. So we are Machmer on that. We say if a person forgot to count by Laila and he counts by Yom, he should not say Bracha. But if the person forgot to count by Laila and he counts by Yom, believe Bracha, then we assume the next night he may continue to count with a Bracha. Why is that? So Shulchan Aruch, they present it as if it's a case of a Sfek Sfek. Maybe the din is not like the Bahag at all. Maybe even if you skip the day, you can still count with it. You still mechuyev to count Sfira. That's the Pashtus, not like the Bahag. I feel in Tim Tzeloima that you all like the Bahag. And maybe the din is that if you didn't count by Lord, you can count by Yom. So Shulchan Aruch presents it as if it were a Sfek Sfek. So later Achrayim explained, the Pichadish and others explained, it doesn't really mean a Sfek Sfek. What it means is, it's only Lechumra Wechoshish for the Allah's Gedolah's opinion that if you skip the day you can't count, that's a chumrah. But if there's another tzad lohakol, so we're not an outright violation of the Shita Sabahag, so then you don't have to worry, then you can say bro. In the Shari Tshuva, next to the Behetav, he points out a lot of times in the middle of Sfira, before Shavuos, a lot of Kehilas will be Mekabel Shabbos early on Erev Shabbos. So what if they're Mekabel Shabbos early and someone reminds himself he didn't count Sfira last night yet? So it's already Shabbos. It's already Shabbos. He's already with Kabbal Shabbos, but it's before the sun sets. So the Achrayim say you can still count Bali Bracha then, and then tonight on Leil Shabbos after Tzeis Aram, they'll be able to count with a Bracha. Tosis writes on that daf on Samach Vav and Aleph in Menachos that Bisman Shabbos Amigdusha Yikayim and the Sfira Simon was their Raisa. So you can't count during Bein HaShemashas because Safik Deraisa L'chumra, you have to count Balayla after the day for sure entered. But Bizman HaZeh, Sefer HaSam, is only the Rabbanon, so you're allowed to count during Bein HaShemashas. So the Ran on the Rif, on the last page in the Rif in Psochim, the Rif quotes all that there is no Rif on Menachos. So the Rif on the last page, page 55, the Rif quotes all the Dinim of Sefer HaSam here. So the Ran has the comments on page Chav Chesem and Aleph. The Ran has a few comments on Sfira Simon. So the Ran quotes that Tosis in Menachos, and he disagrees. He says, what do you mean? Because Bizman HaZeh, Sfira Simon is the Rabbanon. So you're allowed to count the Menach Moshe. Sveka the Rabbanon Lekula means if you got stuck, but if you can easily avoid it. So don't. It's not proper to be Machnes Atzma Le Sveka the Rabbanon Lekula. So why should you permit people to count the Bein HaShemashas? Tosis also agrees with the Ran. On the normal conditions, we would not recommend that a person should enter into a Sveka de Rabbanu Lekula Lechatchil. If it's easily avoidable, you should avoid it. But Tosis says over here, Tosis Shita is that the Gemara learned that from the Pasuk Tmimos, that you have to count Balayla as opposed to counting Bayom, that it doesn't only mean you should count Balayla. If you have an option of counting right away after Tzeis HaKochovim, or counting at the 10 o'clock minyan. I'm going to dab Meirev at the 10 o'clock minyan, then I'm going to count Sfira at 10:20 after I finish Meirev. I could have counted Sfira Soimer earlier. So Tosis, that's a Shaila. So Tosis Shita is, he's supposed, Beferish, Tosis Shita is, he's supposed to count as early as possible, because that's what it means to me most. You should try to gain as much of the day as possible into your Sfira. If you're going to count 2 hours into the day, say miss the first. The sphere was only chal on 22 hours. So even when you count balayla, you should try to count as early as possible. So bizman hazeh, since sphere asayim is only the rabbanon, so we should even bizman hamigdosh, that sphere asayim was the raisa, you really should have counted bein hashmashes. The sofik luchum, you should have included as much of the day as possible because of tmimas, but we don't allow that. That's a sfek of the raisa luchum in the other direction. We don't permit him to be yotzei bein hashmashes. So bizman hamigdosh, you should count sphere the second after bein hashmashes is over. Bizman hazeh, it's only the rabbanon, so we should push a hidur bedavke to count earlier. Other Rishonim disagree. You look in the Rambam, he doesn't say that it's a mitzvah to count Davke at 8:30 as opposed to 10:30. You should count Balayla. If you're going to count, if you'll say Chamishim Yom, you only count by Yom, so Yom and Laila are two parts of the day. So the Sfira was only Chal on the Yom, wasn't Chal on the Laila. If you count any time Balayla, the Laila is all one whole unit, so your Sfira was Chal on the Laila, was Chal on the Yom. You don't have to be Mahada Davke to count earlier. So that's a machlekes, Tosfos and Iran. So more correct is to be machmer in both directions. You should tak a count, instead of waiting to count Svira at the late minyan, you should count Svira as early as possible. But then you should try to avoid counting in Bein Hashmashes. The Shulchan Aruch recommends that one should follow the Iran. You should avoid counting Svira Sabbath but during this man of Bein Hashmashes. Right.
She wait till Tzeisach
Chacham to count Svira if he can.
And then Shul, when it's a question,
so then the minig in many places is that they justify the minig that since we're afraid that some of the people are going to forget, then strictly speaking, Sveikah the Rabbanu Lakula, so in many kilos they had the practice that they counted with their bracha during the Zman of Bein Hashmashes, and whoever will remember should count again later. Should count again later without a bracha. In other shuls, they count the first time without a bracha, and they say, whoever will remember should count with a bracha later. Should have in mind Allah tonight. Okay, two different ways. The second days of Pesach are Friday and Shabbos, so you're supposed to make an Erev Tavshilin. An Erev Tavshilin, we're usually machmet to do pas v'tavshil. We usually follow that opinion at Tosis, you need pas v'tavshil. But you only need, even that opinion is only, you need pas v'tavshil if you plan to bake cake and cookies, or you plan to bake challahs. On Pesach, a lot of people don't plan to bake anything, so all they need is a tavshil. L'chatchila the tavshil, the Mishnah Berurah says, l'chatchila the tavshil should have been cooked an erev yontif, l'shem erev tavshilin, or at least l'shem Shabbos. B'diyevet, if you happen to have a hard-boiled egg around, so b'diyevet, you can use that. But the Mishnah Berurah says from the Achrenim, that's only b'diyevet. L'chatchila, more correct is that you should use the food that was cooked specifically l'shem Shabbos and maybe even l'shem Erev Tavshilin. Then we discussed the other day the people who are makbed on gebrok, so the minig is that they eat gebroks on the last day Pesach, they make the knedlach. This year, the last day Pesach is Shabbos. They can't cook the Knedlach on Shabbos. So most of the Poskim hold, they're allowed to cook with an Erev Tavshilin, they're allowed to cook the Knedlach on Friday and eat them on Shabbos, even though cooking food on Yontif to eat on Shabbos is based on Hoyl v'miklach v'chazilei. Theoretically, you could have eaten it today, so you can eat Knedlach. They're not going to eat Knedlach. So the answer is, if there is some misnagdim who live in the neighborhood, then there's Hoyl. So then there's no problem. So that's what we assume. That's our most post-commission. Okay, everyone should have a good Yontif.